good Sunday, and welcome to the Sports Overnight America NFL Rewind. Now, live with a call from Phoenix, your host, Andy Dorf.
Good evening, good morning, whatever it is for you. I'm Andy Dorf, like he said. It is the NFL Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America. Thoughts and opinions? I like to hear from you about your teams. Believe me, 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. And so many storylines from the day. But I think the big, big theme, at least as far as I'm concerned, were the fact that all these quarterbacks and the terrible play from most of them, majority of these quarterbacks, man, left and right with a lot of interceptions, just bad play. And you know what? It's the NFL, man. And you want to know what it really stands for? It really does stand for not for long, to be honest with you, because in these times when guys are so important to have on the field, and guys like Ezekiel Elliott aren't playing, and then Dak Prescott goes out there and plays the way that he does, they put up 9 points. I'm going to get through all the scores when I come back on the other side. And then, like I said, thoughts and opinions, totally encouraged, totally welcomed, 1-800-878-7529. But just an amazing day when you think about all these quarterbacks and how lousy this league is as far as quarterbacks go in such a league that is based upon great play from your quarterback position. The lousy play was just all across the board. And then some cases, even when there were backup guys that came in and had a little bit of a good impact, it didn't matter. Like in the case of a Blaine Gabbert, for instance, in Arizona, to be honest with you, man. The guy had a decent game until those interceptions came, but ultimately, the hand was kind of forced, man. What the heck was BA doing going for that fourth down and one when there was over 6 minutes left to play in the game? Almost 7 minutes, to be honest with you. So just a lot of weird things happened out there on the field, man. From coaches making bad decisions to just terrible quarterback play. Unbelievable when you really think about it. So I'll be back and I'm going to talk about what happened in the NFL, at least through my eyes, but I'll get through the scores and everything else. So keep it close, everybody. Andy Dorf, NFL Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America. I'll be right back.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Prepare to have your mind blown by Coke Zero Sugar with great Coke taste lasers.
Can we cut all that?
That's not going to convince anyone.
Coke Zero is now Coke Zero Sugar, with great Coke taste. Some people were excited to hear the news. Some were skeptical. And none of this noise is going to convince you that Coke Zero Sugar has great Coke taste, because the only thing that'll make you believe that is trying it yourself.
And lasers!
No, no lasers. Ice cold Coke Zero Sugar. Try one today.
Pooldog.com is the best place to buy billiard supplies online. In addition to having the guaranteed lowest prices and the largest selection of pool cues and accessories in the industry, Pooldog also provides unsurpassed customer service with free shipping on orders over $99, including to APOs, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee. And be sure to use the code SPORTS at checkout for a 5% discount on your order. Give them a call at 866-843-3249 and sign up for a free catalog or go to pooldog.com. That's pooldog.com.
The Lodge at Tiburon is steps from the ferry docks and nestled among Tiburon's upscale boutiques, charming cafes, and unique galleries. Dine at the award-winning Tiburon Tavern, serving innovative dishes prepared with ingredients grown in our very own gardens, starting from $199 a night. Join us at the Lodge at Tiburon and create long-lasting memories. For reservations, call 1-877-614-6068. Join us at the Lodge at Tiburon or go to lodgeattiburon.com.
iHeartRadio, an app so powerful, it holds 20 million songs from 450,000 artists, thousands of the best live radio stations, custom stations, and stations created just for you. It's anywhere and it's everywhere. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
Up to his right, Mariota throws too high. It's intercepted. Threw it right into the hands of Mike Hilton. And the Nickel Man inside the 30. Out of bounds at the 25. Mariota intercepted. Threw it to Cody Sensabaugh. Trying to get the angle on him. Sensabaugh brought down at the 20.
Now more of the Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America.
All righty, everybody. Andy Dorf, 1-800-878-7529. Get at me if you want to talk about the action from today. Just an amazing day, like I said. Week 11 in the NFL. The Eagles, I'm going to go through the scores for you, by the way. And the Eagles, wow, man, just another dominating performance for these guys. 9-1 on the season now. Taking total command of that division, 37-9 over the Dallas Cowboys, who had to play without Ezekiel Elliott. And by the way, it showed, man. Dak Prescott, not the same guy. And believe me, I'm going to have plenty of time to talk about all the things that happened in the NFL. And believe me, I'll get into that. Because Cowboy fan, I love talking to you because you talk so much before the game, and then I never hear from you after the game, especially when you lose. Actually, I do hear from you when you win. And when you lose, that's when you go in the dark and you just don't talk about it. But truth be told, man, you better be a good fan. Win or lose, stick behind your team. Look, bottom line is, Eagles go out there and they absolutely dominated that football game, 37-9 over the Cowboys in Arlington, Texas. They take care of business. Lions 27-24, and that was a wild finish. Like always with the Lions, man, they seem to play that helter skelter ball just about better than anybody in the league. And Matt Stafford, another pretty solid day. And like I said, we'll get into things a little more in depth. I'm going to run through these. Jacksonville Jaguars, they do not embarrass themselves, man. They win 19-7 over the Browns, who are still winless, 0-10 on the season. That's just a bad city, man. I'm sorry, but everything about it stinks. You know, seriously, if you're a Browns fan, I don't even feel bad for you, because you know what? You've been dealing with this forever. So the truth is you get what you deserve. Seriously, no joke. Jacksonville Jaguars putting together a really nice season. Seriously, that's a pretty good football team, and they got a really good defense. Maybe we'll call them the Sacuars or something like that, because that's what they do to everybody. They just sack you. The Jaguars are pretty good, very good on defense. 19-7 over the Browns. Ravens 23-0. They blank the Green Bay Packers, who I'm proud to say I am a Green Bay Packer fan. Look, we stink this year. Brett Hundley is just absolutely terrible. I don't know what the Green Bay Packers thought they had in this guy. This is an absolute atrocity, an absolute joke. This is absolutely terrible. So this is really bad, really bad. When you think you got it bad, think about the Packers situation right now. 23-0 to the Ravens, who really aren't that good. Like, seriously, they're not that good. Buccaneers, 30-20. And you know what? Maybe they're better off with Ryan Fitzpatrick in the football game for them. And the Dolphins, they had to go to Matt Moore, because – guess what? Jay Cutt, he wasn't cutting it, man. That guy, what the heck was he thinking? What were the Dolphins thinking, man? I'm going to go off tonight. Like, seriously, I'm going to go off about a lot of things, because what were the Dolphins thinking? Bringing that dude out of retirement? Are you serious? Are you kidding me? Like, I can't make this stuff up, people. All right, I'm going to keep moving before I go nuts. Rams go down to the Vikings. And this was a shocker to me to a certain degree because I thought the Rams were a better football team than they displayed against the Vikings in Minneapolis. The Vikings, 24-7. Case Keenum, man, all I can say about this guy, he keeps giving you reasons why you should not sit him, okay? He wins football games. You're 8-2. You're right behind the Philadelphia Eagles and pretty much the only team in the NFC right behind the Philadelphia Eagles. But Vikings get it done 24-7 over the Rams. Saints, this was a really, really exciting football game because the Saints never gave up. That's what was cool about this football game, okay? So this team's trailing big time in the fourth quarter. They need to come up with a touchdown, and then they need to come up with another touchdown and a two-point conversion, and absolutely Drew Brees in how good this guy is all the time. Yes, he gets it done in just emphatic, unbelievable, like just amazing stuff from this guy. So 385 yards from him, a couple touchdowns, and just a way of keeping that game alive and keeping the dream alive for the Saints this season, who are also, by the way, 8-2, 34-31 over the Redskins. And the Redskins, man, I almost feel like bad for them because they have a really decent team and they keep running into these teams that just are playing just a little bit better than them on Sunday. So I'm curious to know what their record is as far as their games go. And I may look at that when I get more in depth into things, but Saints get it done 34-31 in overtime over the Redskins. And they did that by pounding it in that overtime, by the way. That was a fun game. Seriously, I'll get into all these things a lot more. Giants, this was bad for the Chiefs, people. This was bad for Chief fan, I feel bad for you because this was a game where you could have separated yourself, but yet you just kind of let everybody hang around because you didn't get it done against the lowly New York football Giants. They beat you 12-9. I mean, this was a battle of field goals, man. Just an absolute battle of field goals. So the Chiefs, you're going the wrong direction, and it's kind of getting to the time where you need to play a little bit better, okay? Texans get it done against the Blaine Gabbert-led Arizona Cardinals, who, by the way, let me tell you what, he didn't play bad, man. He had a pretty good football game. And you know what? This guy should be the starter the rest of the way. I don't think there's any question about it. So if there is that controversy, this should be put to bed pretty quickly. Blaine Gabbert played well enough for the Arizona Cardinals to get a victory. Guys didn't catch balls. And the defense, like, dude, what happened to you guys? You're supposed to be good. You're supposed to make plays. What the heck did you do out there? You let Tom Savage put 31 up on you. That's what happened. So the Texans, 31-21 over the Cardinals. Bills go down, and this was ugly. And I mean ugly with a capital U. The Chargers, Phillip Rivers, they just absolutely whipped up on the Bills. 54-24. Yeah, you heard me right. 54-24. It was 37-7 at half, okay? So this thing was donezo at halftime. And the Chargers, I feel bad for them because they're better than their record says they are. Seriously, they are better than their record says they are. All right, so the Bills get it done against the Broncos. I'm sorry, the Bills lose to the Chargers. The Bengals get it done at the Broncos, 20-17. And you know what? They just kind of held them off a little bit. And Brock Osweiler was worse than Andy Dalton was. And this is a battle of two teams that really aren't that good. So I'm not going to spend too much time on it. Patriots, this was impressive, man. You know, I thought Los Raiders and their big backing and that big following would go to Mexico and help them out. Didn't happen, man. Tom Brady had another Tom Brady-like day and just picked apart that secondary, which I kind of talked about earlier on Dorf on Sports, which you can hear, by the way, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Pacific time each and every Sunday right here on the network. So, but the bottom line is the Patriots, they're a really good football team. And when they play on all cylinders, tough to beat these guys. I don't care who you are. 33-8 all over the Raiders. And you know what? The Raiders got a lot of work to do. They had a lot of high hopes, Like, seriously, a lot of high hopes. All right, so Thursday night action, Steelers all over the Titans. And Big Ben finally looked pretty good in that performance. 40-17, I think four touchdowns for him, if I'm not mistaken. And the Titans took a big step back, especially because of what the Jaguars did. And then, obviously, we got ourselves a great Monday nighter, Falcons and Seahawks. So, anyways, I got to take a quick pause for the cause, and I'll be back on the other side. I do want thoughts. I do want opinions, people. 1-800-878-7529. Those are my digits. Hit me up on the Twitter as well, Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. So keep it close, everybody. It's the Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America. I'll be right back.
The heart's down, flag is down, free play, takes the shot downfield, Antonio Brown goes up and gets it!
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Now more of the Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America.
Second and goal at the 7. Two receivers to the right of the line. Sanders wide to the left. Emmanuel Sanders shifts to the slot left side as Osweiler takes the shotgun snap, sits in the pocket, throws right side, caught, and into the end zone. Touchdown, Demaryius Thomas on the slant from right to left. Gets the Broncos right back in the game.
All right, everybody. Welcome back. Andy Dorf. It is The Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America. Get at me if you'd like. 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can always check out my website as well, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. All right, so let's get back into the action. Week 11 of the NFL season. Can't believe how quick it's flying by, too. Man, oh, man. It goes by really quick. And maybe it goes by quicker when you know your team is kind of struggling and maybe out of the mix before it even gets going, to be honest with you. But I want to run through the standings real quick, and then like I said, I'm going to pick things apart a little bit and talk about teams individually. But right now in the AFC East, New England Patriots have a pretty good hold there. 5-5 are the Bills, who have lost three straight. They were pushing the New England Patriots for a little while, but all of a sudden this is becoming, like usual, the New England Patriots division and everybody else that's playing in it. Pittsburgh Steelers, 8-2 as well, and the Baltimore Ravens helped themselves by beating the Green Bay Packers today. 5-5 they are now on the season. Cincinnati, 4-6. Watch those teams. It may get interesting, not necessarily in the division, but as far as the playoff race goes for that wild card. In the South, Jacksonville Jaguars, 7-3. Titans, like I said, losing to the Steelers this week, hurting themselves. 6-4 now on the season, taking that full game back of the Jacksonville Jaguars, who have a really, really stellar defense, man. Watch out for that. Kansas City, man, the way that they went out there and blew it against the Giants. Let's see if this is a game that comes back to haunt them, because I think the Los Angeles Chargers are much better than their record of 4-6. Phillip Rivers, man, oh, man, what can you say about that guy? Like, seriously, the guy is pretty darn good, but ultimately they find ways to lose games. I'm sorry, that's the way I'd put it. There are certain teams that find ways to win games. The LA Chargers, they find ways to lose games. So they did wind up getting a big victory, 54-24. We'll see if that helps catapult them a little bit and get them going. If I'm not mistaken, I think they have the Dallas Cowboys on a short week going into Thanksgiving Day. So could be good for them to feast on them Thanksgiving Day. Who knows? But Philadelphia Eagles continued their winning ways atop the NFC East, winning 8 in a row, 9-1. Dallas Cowboys, oh, man. Did you see what happened to them? Oof. They saw the Eagles. They saw them up close and personal. And the Eagles absolutely laid the smack down on those guys. So Eagles looking really good. Winners of 8 straight. Cowboys, losers of 2 straight. Now a 4-game lead for the Philadelphia Eagles in that division. It's pretty much all but over. It'll be a question of can the Eagles hold off teams like the Minnesota Vikings, who are leading the NFC North at 8-2. Detroit is at 6-4. Green Bay at 5-5. Not really much else to talk about with the Chicago Bears at 3-7. And by the way, like I said, in the NFC East, Philadelphia 9-1, Dallas Cowboys 5-5, Washington Redskins 4-6. Tough loss for them against the Saints. Giants, nice victory for them, but it really doesn't mean much when you're that far behind. They're 2-8 now. New Orleans Saints, winners again over the Redskins, like I just talked about them in the NFC South. Them and Carolina, they're just ahead of the pack right now. 8-2 for New Orleans, 7-3 for the Carolina Panthers. Atlanta Falcons, they are we'll see what happens. We'll see what they can do on Monday night. Do they have it rolling now a little bit after being the Dallas Cowboys, who really aren't that good of a football team? I think we found that out tonight. NFC West, Los Angeles Rams took a little step back. They gave the Seahawks an open window here. They gave them that window of opportunity to get themselves right back in the division and maybe win the division. So the Los Angeles Rams had to keep on winning. They did not do that against the Minnesota Vikings in Minneapolis. So we have a little bit of a clearer idea, but I also think that there were enough teams that lost that are going to keep this thing interesting ultimately. And I know we got phone callers, so we're going to go out to the phones. We'll hook up with Mitch in Santa Monica. It is the NFL Rewind. You're hanging out on Sports Overnight America. I am Andy Dorf, 1-800-878-7529. Get at me. Get at me on Twitter as well. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Mitch, what's up, man? How you doing there in Santa Monica? NFL was pretty crazy, man, because the teams that needed to win in certain cases kind of got some wins, and those are basically the front runners. But the teams that also needed wins to keep helping themselves in the playoff picture, not so much. But what's on your mind, Mitch? How you doing there in Santa Monica, man?
Well, all I can say is 11 years ago tonight, I took my then 8-year-old son from Santa Monica to Lambeau Field to see the Patriots play the Packers, and Brett Favre went down with a elbow injury, and the Packers lost 35-0. And in the second half, this young kid called Aaron Rodgers came in and did nothing. And we all thought, oh my goodness, is this what's going to happen? And the rest was history. And now, here we are, 11 years ago to the day, the Packers got shut out at home again. Wasn't since that day until today that the Packers got shut out. Today was the most anemic performance. And this wasn't an Aaron Rodgers coming in to fill in for a Brett Favre in the second half, in which Brett Favre obviously came back and continued his streak and started the next week. But this is a team now with a Brett Hundley who looks like a deer in a headlight. I am baffled. I was all in on number 7, but after today, I'm not sure really what's going on. People are trying to blame McCarthy. People are trying to Ted Thompson. But Brett Hundley has been given a tremendous opportunity. And the picks he's thrown and the decisions he's making are extremely troubling to me.
And, yeah, you know, Mitch, let me interrupt you, man, and I'm gonna agree with you, man. I mean, you look at what the Green Bay Packers are doing with Brett Hundley going out there, and it's atrocious. I mean, this is a flashback for all the Packer fans that were living in all the glorious years about for the past 25 years or so from Brett Favre to Aaron Rodgers, and now you got Brett Hundley, who looks just like a high school quarterback out there. And like you said, or use the analogy of a deer in headlights. I mean, however you want to put it, this guy's awful. It's horrific. It's terrible. And seriously, somebody should lose their job, because who in the heck thought that this guy was an NFL caliber quarterback? I have no idea. I have no clue. But they're not watching this guy. They didn't pay close attention. They didn't do their homework, Mitch. So this is what you get when you have a backup like Brett Hundley.
Well, I would say that until you are put in front of the microphone, Andy, if I want to use that analogy, and you know, you can practice as much as you want, and you can,
sure.
And I've done it in my profession. You've done it in your profession. I've done it with other people's professions, things who come in to try and do things and help them along. Until you have clients in the room or an audience on the air or fans in the stands, that's when it's time to prepare. You know, it's never the big decision of what your first job is. It's your second job. And it's moving on and getting that. So your first job basically is college. Your second job is, or your first job is basically getting drafted. Your second job is getting the opportunity. And you're supposed to use that opportunity to capitalize and make it all that it's worth. And what I'm seeing, and you know me, I've called in many times, and I'm a big Brett Hundley fan. I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt. You know, he's been there, and I think that Mike McCarthy has been slowly working him into the system. But some of the reads and some of the picks and some of the throws and some of the groundings are just unbelievable. And you know what?
I agree.
I think we need less UCLA and more Cal.
I agree. Hey, listen, man. The bottom line is, and I appreciate the call, Mitch. Obviously love hearing from you in Santa Monica. Look, man, I'm going to go a step further. I'm going to take it even further than Mitch did. It's not only Brett Hundley, man. It's just look around the league right now, people. We're getting fed a bunch of garbage when you watch the NFL this season. Like, seriously, look at the backups. There's no good backups out there. Ryan Fitzpatrick is looking like one of the best backups like of all time. Seriously, this is one of the worst situations possible. All the stars are out right now. No Aaron Rodgers, no Carson Palmer. There's just way too many people not playing on the field this season, and that's the result. We're getting just lousy play at the quarterback position. So many interceptions in week 11. It was pathetic. Some guy had like 5 in the first half. The guy out of Buffalo. Oh, my goodness, man. I want to go off on the other side. It is the NFL Rewind. I'm Andy Dorf, and this is Sports Overnight America.
3rd and 7 from the Miami 32. Shotgun snap goes to the quarterback. Newton throws a pass. Caught on the sideline. 10. Cutting it at the 5. Angling into the end zone. Touchdown. Devin Funches, his second touchdown catch tonight.
This is Sports Overnight America. And now, today's General Steel building tip. Buy a large lot with a friend or family member that can be split into 2 smaller lots. Some of the most appealing properties may be much larger than what you want or can afford, yet the seller may not be willing to break up a large parcel. So, if you can share the cost with someone else, preferably someone you don't mind having as a neighbor, you may be able to pick up a great building site for a reasonable price. And now, a word from General Steel.
Stocks are soaring, and construction spending across America has been on the rise. If you've been waiting to build, the time is now. Whether you want to expand your business or you want to build a new garage, call General Steel today. Our metal buildings are custom designed for your needs. For example, a 40 by 60 is a great space for an auto shop or a 3-car garage. And if you call General Steel today, it's on sale now for under $25,000. Call 844-91-STEEL.
844-91-STEEL.
That's 844-91-STEEL.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Now, more of the Rewind, right here on Sports Overnight America.
Go! Go! Go!
Carrying the ball 20 times a game requires power and valor, not niftiness. The water bug and whippet backs rarely survive the wail and howl of the banshee. Every team needs a Brahma bull to steamroll through the stacked defenses in the pros. They must meld the buck of a billy goat with a sudden surge of a sprinter. He does not move with polish or slickness. His method is not Grand Prix, but Demolition Derby.
Out of a gun, Keenum fades back, steps up, pumps, fires, threads the needle to Thielen, who rips it away from Josh Norman and collapses down. He's got a touchdown, and a team celebration of leapfrog is on as the Vikings leap ahead 20-17, 1:49 to go before halftime.
All right, everybody. Welcome back. Andy Dorf, NFL Rewind, Sports Overnight America, 1-800-878-7529. If you like, get at me. Also, check me out on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Check out my website. Why not? DorfOnSportsRadio.com. Always catch me here doing the Rewind live, 10 p.m. Pacific time, 11 p.m. I believe that would be Mountain time, and then probably 1 a.m. Eastern time as well. So love that. I love doing the show, man. I love hearing from people all across the country about your teams. And by the way, Case Keenum, man, that dude just can't find a way to get off the field because he's doing a great job. And Adam Thielen, unbelievable, that guy. He can catch the ball. He can make plays. And that's why the Vikings continue their winning ways. Wow, I'm a poet and I don't even know it. But I'm going to get into these things and some of the things that I saw on the field of play. And I'm going to start with those Eagles. I wasn't as so much impressed with their offense as I was their defense. Wow. They got after it. They absolutely took advantage of the situation of no Ezekiel Elliott on the field, knowing that way more was going to be put on Dak Prescott. And ultimately, they took Dak Prescott completely out of his game. He was throwing interceptions. He was doing things that Dak Prescott doesn't normally do. And people will say, look, the Eagles aren't going to win anything. They've got themselves a quarterback like Carson Wentz who, you know what, everybody makes fun of guys with red hair. Say, look, the red rifle there with the Cincinnati Bengals can't get it done. This guy's different, man. This is Carson Wentz. Carson Wentz is a big, strong dude. He can extend those plays. He can make plays where other guys can't. He can use his legs, too, by the way. That dude can play. He's an all-around solid player. Carson Wentz, I would have that dude any day of the week and then twice on Sundays, to be honest with you. The Eagles are legit. So anybody that doesn't think the Eagles are legit, you're crazy. You're absolutely crazy. Who's not legit? The Dallas Cowboys. No Ezekiel Elliott. No Sean Lee. By the way, without him on the field, that defense, bewildered at times. So the running game for the Eagles, very solid. They just have an all-around really good play. And what I was impressed with more than anything was that defense really got after it. Cowboys, tough season. Rest of the way, man. Rest of the way. Tough way. Tough way, I'm telling you. Lions, you got lucky. But here's the deal. You got Matt Stafford, and he can make plays. He goes out there week in, week out, and this is what you expect from him. Comeback City, that's what he does. He makes plays so that when you guys fall behind, you know you have a quarterback that can absolutely go out there and put in work. And that's what he does. He puts in the work. Therefore, the Lions are somehow, some way, going to find themselves competing for a playoff spot. It's that simple. And the Bears, I'm sorry, not much to talk about. You're done. Jordan Howard's a nice running back. He's a good running back, okay? You got some good stuff to build around with Mitchell Trubisky there. In the future, we'll be talking about you. But not tonight. Not week 11, 2017 NFL season, okay? Jaguars, 19-7 over the Browns. Not necessarily an impressive score, but here's the thing. They've got a really good defense, and they can play with anybody. So they are a team that's capable to cause some ruckus in the postseason, okay? I'm not saying they will, but I'm saying they could because of that defense. They can get after it. They really can. And Leonard Fournette can run the ball. He's just like advertised, man. He's coming on. He's staying strong, whereas that Kareem Hunt kid kind of starting to slow down a little bit for the Kansas City Chiefs. Maybe that's why the Chiefs are starting to go a little bit backwards because not everybody's lighting it up like they were earlier in the season. I don't know. Just maybe a thought. I don't know. But I think there's some validity to it. The Ravens kept themselves relevant. That's what they did by beating the Green Bay Packers, blanking the Green Bay Packers, who have all kinds of trouble, man. They got all kinds of problems. We talked about it with Mitch in Santa Monica in the last segment. 1-800-878-7529. Get at me if you want. Let's talk about your team, Raider Nation. What happened to you? You got pummeled. Cowboy fan, you're always quiet after a loss, real quiet. Packer fan, they usually talk about it. Lion fan, they're like lie down, man. I don't hear from Lion fan that much. Never hear from Browns fan. Never hear from Browns fan. Rightfully so. You're 0-10. You're on your way to an 0-16 season. Good job. Congratulations. You're really bad. And everything about your organization is bad. And I could go on about Cleveland and some of their folk. But that's a whole different conversation. Back to the task at hand. Buccaneers may be better off without Jameis Winston, who may have gotten in trouble in Phoenix, Arizona, by the way. I mean, what's up with that guy? What is up with that dude? In college, I thought that guy was going to come to the NFL and continue to be a man among boys. What's up with that dude? Better off with Ryan Fitzpatrick. That's what you're probably off. You're probably better off with him. You might have won more football games. You actually may be in the hunt if you would have had Ryan Fitzpatrick from the get. I'd stick with him. I wouldn't bring Jameis back, man. I'd shut him down completely. The Vikings, I don't know if they're as good as their record. I'm not quite sure. I'm not sold yet on the Minnesota Vikings. I'm sold on Case Keenum in the fact that he's not hurting them. Would Teddy Bridgewater make them more electric? Probably. Absolutely. 100%. Not a doubt in my mind. But Case Keenum has this team at 8-2. Like, how do you take him out of the equation? Doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense to me. And everybody probably thought they were donezo when Dalvin Cook went down. Dude, they got guys that can run the ball. Latavius Murray, that dude is bad. And bad meaning good, not bad meaning bad, okay? This guy is flat out the real deal. Couple touchdowns, 95 yards, 15 carries, man. So he put in the work and didn't get that like serious pounding that a lot of running backs have to take to get those kinds of numbers. So I'm not sure about the Vikings yet, but maybe they're better than we think. Maybe they're not. I don't know. Jury's still out. The Rams, we found out a little bit about them today. They got some work to do. They're lucky. They're lucky that the Seahawks aren't that great. They're a little lucky. But ultimately, I think the Rams just kind of had a bad day. I really do. I think they had a bad day. You just push reset, and then you figure things out. Speaking of which, Andy Dorf, NFL Rewind, Sports Overnight America. You can always catch me live. 10 p.m. Pacific time, 11 Mountain time, 1 a.m. Eastern time. And I like to hear from you, dude, by the way. Really like hearing from you. 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on Twitter. Follow me. Dorf on Sports, Dorf Online. The Saints, I like them. You know what I learned about the Saints today? This is what I learned about the Saints. They are a team that knows how to win even when they're in a really sticky situation. If I'm not mistaken, Drew Brees was like 0-50 when trailing by 14 or more in the fourth quarter. Hard to believe, actually. Like, some will be like, oh, that's not that tough. No, that's hard to believe, because that dude is really good and he can play and he's won big games. So I was kind of surprised about that. But the Saints, they're legit. They showed me that they can come from behind. And they don't panic. They don't get all bewildered. And coaches don't make terrible decisions and start going for things when they shouldn't be going for them. Which gets me to my next point. Let's talk about those Arizona Cardinals for a moment. Blaine Gabbert really wasn't that bad. It was everything else, man. Other than he and Larry Fitzgerald, who came to play on offense? And everybody that was sold on AP coming here, and when he came and he had that really nice game, two out of the first three or four, whatever it was. Y'all got fooled. That's all I can say. Y'all got fooled. Y'all got fooled, because here's the deal, man. The Saints got rid of him because they had Mark Ingram, who, by the way, ran for 134 yards, 11 carries. They knew what they were doing. They knew what they were doing there, the New Orleans Saints. At the end of the day, they knew what they were doing. So I'm not blaming this one on Blaine Gabbert at all. I actually am blaming this one on that lousy defense, on the lousy play calling from one Bruce Arians, and that terrible, absolutely terrible call to go for it on fourth and one when there was like 7 minutes left in that football game and you were only down three. Well, here's what happened right after that. Let me tell you exactly what happened after that. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, on the insinuating play, Tom Savage hands it off. Houston Texans running back takes the ball to the house, and the Texans are now up 10 points. All because Bruce Arians decided to go for it. Instead of pinning them deep in their own end zone, or very close to their end zone, because you don't want to pin them in the end zone, but they could have pinned them back, and they had about 7 minutes to put their defense out there and put their offense in a better position. I learned a lot of things, like I do every week. I learned a lot. I learned that sometimes these games, they get too big for not only those players, but the coaches. You can't fool a fooler. So at the end of the day, you got to have players, you got to put them in the best possible position to make plays and to give your team an opportunity to win. BA didn't do that. BA did not do that. And I don't care if he takes blame. Don't make that kind of mistake. All right, I got to take a quick pause for the cause. Again, it is Andy Dorr. If you are checking out the NFL Rewind here on Sports Overnight America. When I come back, I'm going to tell you a little bit about Monday Night Football, and then obviously get out of here. So keep it close, everybody. NFL Rewind, Sports Overnight America, Andy Dorr.
Second down and goal at the two. In the shotgun is the quarterback. Newton runs out of the pocket, runs to the numbers, runs to the sideline, throws a pass. It's a diving catch on the side of the end zone, caught by McCaffrey. It is a touchdown for Carolina.
This is Sports Overnight America.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. A Sunsetter Retractable Awning opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps your patio about 20 degrees cooler. It provides instant shade and protection from the sun's harmful rays. You can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 when you call now to get your special $200 discount certificate and free awning idea kit. You're going to love your Sunsetter Retractable Awning. Sunsetter awnings are assembled in America and guaranteed to last. So call 800-692-0268 now to get a free awning idea kit with DVD plus your $200 Sunsetter discount certificate. This is a limited time offer, so call 800-692-0268. That's 800-692-0268 for your free awning idea kit with DVD and $200 discount certificate. There's no obligation, so call 800-692-0268 now.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Now more of The Rewind, right here on Sports Overnight America.
All right, everybody, Andy Dorf going to give you a quick rundown of the scores and then my quick analysis of Monday night's matchup, Atlanta Falcons against the Seattle Seahawks. Eagles get it done, 37-9 over the Cowboys. Lions, 27-24 over the Bears. Jaguars, 19-17 against the Browns. Ravens blank the Packers, 23-0. Buccaneers 30, Dolphins 20, Rams 7-24. Vikings look pretty impressive in that one. Redskins fall to the Saints 34-31. Giants get it done in a battle of field goals, 12-3 over the Chiefs. Texans 31-21 over the Cardinals. Bills go down big time to the Chargers, 54-24. Bengals 20-17. Patriots 33-8. And then Thursday night, in case you were sleeping, 40-17. Pittsburgh gets it done against the Titans. Wow. So Monday night's matchup, I liked Atlanta early, to be honest with you, because I thought, okay, they figured things out. They got their offense going, and you know what? They got a nice victory on the road. But then again, the Seahawks sitting at home waiting till Monday night, and they see that the Rams go down. They lose. I think it gives them a little bit more to play for, and they know they're banged up big time. But I really like this Russell Wilson kid, man. He's a guy that knows how to win. He finds a way to win. Always gets the smart play for the most part. And again, somebody's got to step up on that defense. So anyways, I got to wrap it up. I got to get the heck out of Dodge. Obviously got to thank Scott for making it all possible. I am Andy Dorf. You have been hanging out on the NFL Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America. Thank you, everybody. Take care. Have a great night.